because I'm walking in my victory. Staying with it just as long as you're with me. This is Pastor Mike Jr. and his BGVs with I've Got It here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKT 90.3 FM.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit present the inspirational word of the day.
Churchill once said, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Have you ever been around anyone that had a seriously bad attitude? We all have at one time or another. Do you remember how it felt being around that person? Are you that person? Have you ever taken the time to assess what kind of attitude you have? And if so, do you need an attitude adjustment? When you decide to adjust your attitude, things begin to change around you. It will take effort, of course, but as I've said many times before, change is possible. You can do this. Having a good attitude doesn't mean that everything is always going perfectly well for you and bad things don't sometimes happen, but it does mean that you're able to look at your circumstances from a different perspective and you're able to see and react to situations with a different outlook. Pastor Chuck Swindoll always says, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. I love that. It takes a decision, an evaluation of mindset and thoughts, and a review of the people that you're surrounding yourself with. When you surround yourself with negativity, guess what? You become negative. Negativity breeds negativity. You have to ask yourself, how is my present attitude serving me? Are people drawn towards me or repelled from me? Are you the common denominator in most conflicts? The truth may hurt, but it can also change your life for the better. If a thought or behavior isn't working for you, let it go. Release that old way of thinking and behaving and make room for new growth and change. Romans 12:2 says that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We can retrain our minds. We can change our attitudes. You have to think differently in order to be different, and that requires deliberate work. Attitude is everything. Stephen Covey says, to change ourselves effectively, we first have to change our perceptions. You have to decide not to let your past steal your present or future. Life goes by too quickly, so you don't want to waste time having a bad attitude. You can't live a positive life with a negative mindset or attitude. Remember, the distance between who you are now and who you want to become is separated only by your words, your actions, and your attitude. It's your attitude, but you have to realize that your attitude affects everyone around you, either in a negative or a positive way. If you're going to change what's going on around you, you'll have to change what's going on inside you. We've all heard the saying, gratitude is the best attitude. When we're grateful, we complain less, we appreciate more, and we're able to see things from a different point of view. Some of the benefits of a good attitude include an improved sense of well-being, improved health, improved relationships, improved self-esteem, and you experience less stress because you understand what you have control over and what you don't. And I think you'll also experience a lot more joy in your life. So remember, your attitude plus your choices equal your life. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and grieve well. Have an awesome week, and remember, keep it positive.
Sometimes I live my life like I got something to prove. Get caught up in opinions, I got so much to lose. If I don't perform well, talk well, give the people what they want or I'ma catch hell. Don't talk too loud about your struggles, try to break through. Got that tight smile I wear when I'm trying not to be rude. Because I honor well, yeah, I love well, give the people what they want or I'ma catch how. And I try, but I'm tired. I'm shedding performance, yeah, slowly, but surely I try. Slowly, but surely. everybody's happy but me. I wore it so well, it covered up my identity. Because I pretend so well, but I question as well. Tell the people what they wanna hear or catch. Hell, there's only so much I can take. And I'm spilling over, raging waters making me free. And I don't mind, well, guess I'll find myself. People only want the narrative that sells well. And I try, I'm trying, I'm shedding performance, yes, slowly, but surely. But it never will be enough. Performance can't buy your love. You can try, but it never will be enough. Performance can't buy your love.
Performance can't buy your love.
You can try,
you can try.
You can try,
never will be enough.
You can try, try, and try.
Performance can't buy your love.
But you're already.
You can try,
you can try.
Try.
them tell you, say, say you can never be the one. But God say, make I tell you, say, say now you him choose. In 1 month, in 1 week, you will sing a new song. In 2 days, a lesser than you will hear. Congratulations, you're sin. Praise God is good, oh. Them say that I can never be all that. I see, I've seen that. God is greater than that. Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody. Who can change his mind alone? Through many years, in many ways, I have seen his faithfulness.
Tribulation. I bring you good news where you cannot refuse. Go on. I told you with Christ that you can never lose. Well, God, woman, oh, man, I beg you, give me your attention. Very, very soon you will share your testimony. One by one, you will tell your testimony. Bigger than money, we say sweeter than
congratulations,
money.
Congratulations, you're in the glory of God. Congratulations, he has done it for you. And you will come back with a new song to sing. Your God is good, oh. You will come again with a new song of praise. God is good, oh. Congratulations.
On the rhythm like a king on a throne. All I put you by alongside the day. 2 hours we together in a celebration.
I have a message for you. God has sent me to you.
All right, now it's 20 minutes after 8 a.m. That was music by Nigeria's Ada He. Before that, Trinidad's Jay Prince. And from the bio, Doe with I Try. Mark it down on your calendar. The best new artist of the year 2020, Doe. We thank Beth Benskin for the word of the day. And it's now 20 minutes after 8 a.m. in the morning. The song of the day is coming up next, featuring J.J. Hairston. But first, here from the nation's capital, John Ladouceur and UID with Lead the Way on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Put your hands together like this, come on. Our beer. sing this.
Lead the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
I'm ready to
message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Let's go!
This is
NML.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents our Song of the Day.
Hallelujah! We serve a strong God. He's a mighty God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Sinkenu. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's a great God. And we give him praise. Hallelujah. You are God, and you're in control. Seated high, you are Lord of all. Great I am, sovereign ruler, Lion of Judah. You are God.
You are God.
Yeah.
And you're in control.
Seated high.
Seated high.
You're Lord of all.
You're Lord of all.
Great I am.
Great I am. Sovereign ruler.
Lion of Judah.
Go!
Of Carib Patties.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Carib Patties, your go-to spot for Caribbean cuisine. Call 438-387-4004.
In the end, your favor. You made me on purpose, and I am.
All right, folks, it's 8:44. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM with music by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Our song of the day, J.J. Hairston. Want to invite everyone listening to check out my virtual series called On the Grid with yours truly. This week, check out Corin Hawthorne, Myron Butler, and just this past Friday featured Anthony Brown. And next week, this time, look out for J.J. Hairston. We're getting ready for our picks of the week, but first, here's Kirk Franklin with OK on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mercy. Tell me, will we? it's dark right now, but I still see the light. Come on. Somebody's listening.
And makes everything okay.
All I want is more.
I'm reaching for you.
More.
Chasing after you.
You, Jesus. Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Yes, you are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, 8:53 in the morning. That was James Fortune. And before that, Kirk Franklin. And it's time for our picks of the week. And in a week when we've seen America's national capital under siege, in a week when our provincial government has instituted a curfew on its own citizens, in a time when nearly 17,000 Canadians have lost their life to the coronavirus, we're reminded to dream of a better tomorrow. Now, Monday, January the 18th, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day commemorating a man who was maligned, who was jailed, who was persecuted for attempting to usher in a better tomorrow for all human beings. So my pick goes out to MLK for reminding us that in spite of whatever we face today, it's only for a season that will certainly pass. Jen, what's your pick of the week?
Well, amen, my brother. Amen. I am kind of in the same vein as you, but I'm taking it more from a personal perspective. I found that over the last 10 months, I really haven't done much in terms of self-care. You know, we're all kind of stuck at home. We're not wearing makeup. We're not getting dressed up or anything like that. And this goes for men and for women. And so this week, I decided to go on a little bit of a self-care journey. And I went to the pharmacy. I got myself stuff for a pedicure. I'm going to do it at home. I got some makeup for no other reason than to look at myself in the mirror. And I decided that I was going to take care of my body. And I think that that's a message that everybody can go for. Shave your legs, you know, do something that will make you feel good about yourself, because as restrictions are getting tighter and tighter, we need some things to make us feel good about ourselves. And self-care is really the number one thing. I was watching this little sketch show where people said, you know, 2020 is the year that said goodbye to pants. Who needs to wear pants when you're stuck in the house? And so I think we need to back that up a little bit and still take care of ourselves. So let's take care of ourselves and let's take care of each other. That's my pick of the week. So we leave you now with someone who's been taking good care of her career, Michelle Adams, our very own songbird with Extraordinary. We are here every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9, myself, JB, DC, and Christopher. If you want to reach out to us, it's info@mindsoulandspirit.com. Montreal, we love you. Be blessed.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Come on. Extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. I used to think I could not move beyond failure and stress. Feeling out of breath. Felt victory.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM. Dadas las actuales circunstancias creadas por el COVID-19, quienes hacemos este programa no podemos estar de manera presencial en los estudios de la radioemisora, por lo que les ofrecemos esta edición especial pregrabada.
Good morning and welcome to our show Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM. Given the current circumstances created by COVID-19, we cannot be in the studios, and therefore we are offering this pre-recorded special edition.